أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور الذين يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل ومن يتولى فإن الله هو الغني الحميد صدق الله العظيم. Some few ayahs before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made an analysis on insan. One of the factors that keeps insan away from Allah Rabbul Izzat is when he's occupied with himself, overindulgence in this world, when his hopes and anticipations of life begin to increase, then that decreases his realization of Allah, of akhirat, his marifat, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that one factor, the overindulgence in this material world, sways a person away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Another factor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala deals with in these ayat is sometimes when a person is put into some difficult situations, then that difficult situations can also sway a person away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And a very clear message in these ayat is that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants us, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, natural insan disposition is he begins to unnecessarily rejoice with a great deal of pride. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprives us, or Allah ta'ala tests us, then the natural disposition of insan is he begins to grieve. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, the balance of a mu'min, the balance of a believer is this, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants things of this material world, let us not overindulge, let us not unnecessarily rejoice, but rather we make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala deprives, or Allah ta'ala puts us to test, then a mu'min and a believer should make sabr, and he should now attach himself to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And those are the two stages, those are the two states of a believer. Shukr, and attach ourselves to Allah in that condition, and sabr, and in that condition attach ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا. There is no musibat, there is no disaster, there is no calamity that comes to the earth, that afflicts the earth, nor وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, nor yourselves. So here Allah Rabbul Izzat has divided calamities into two parts. One calamity that will afflict the earth, Allah forbid, like natural disasters, earthquakes, floods and the likes of that. And the second is what will afflict an individual by way of ill health, poverty, etc. إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا. But it is in a kitab, it is in a book, before we had brought all it into being, or before we had created it. Long before the creation of this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the taqdeer, and in that taqdeer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has then put into the lawh-e mahfooz, and everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ilm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us Allah Rabbul Izzat's qudrat. To further emphasize in our minds, Allah says, "Inna dhalika ala Allahi yaseer." Certainly that upon Allah Rabbul Izzat is easy. For Allah Rabbul Izzat to have had the taqdeer chalked out long before the creation, that is absolutely easy for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You and I, we can only do a balance sheet after the year has passed or after the day's business has passed. You and I can only assess a person after we had spoken to that person. But Allah Rabbul Izzat, His Qudrat, Allah's power is such, Allah's ilm is such that before creating everything, Allah Bari Ta'ala had the full knowledge of everything. Now why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this? Allah Rabbul Izzat wants us to live our lives in a perfect balance. Allah says, لِكَيْلَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ, so that you, O insan, may not grieve upon that which you have missed. In other words, the good that you had missed, the difficulties that have come upon you, do not grieve over it. And at the same time, وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ, and do not exult. In other words, unnecessarily overindulge in one's rejoicing on that which you have acquired, the prosperity, the good that you have acquired. This is why Allah Rabbul Izzat has created that balance between our lives. So once again, when there's good, make shukr to Allah and attach ourselves to Allah. When there are difficulties, tribulations, trials, then at that time, make sabr, and in that way, we attach ourselves to Allah. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the shan, the condition of a mu'min is such that when good comes to him, then he rejoices by way of shukr. When difficulties come to him, then he makes sabr, and both conditions are good for him. Wallahu la yuhibbu kulla mukhtalin fakhur, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love every boastful, proud person. Who are these boastful, proud people? Alladhina yabkhalun, they are those that are miserly, they are those that are stingy. Now in the Shariat, when we speak about stingy, there are certain rights and obligations that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has imposed upon us. The right and obligations of our wealth is that we pay out our zakat, our sadaqat, etc. Then the other obligations that Allah Rabbul Izzat has left us upon other human beings whom we have to maintain. So a person does not fulfill those obligations, then there is no doubt in the fact that that person is regarded as a miserly person. A miserly person, what will be regarded insofar as people are concerned, that a person does not spend, all those things we have to look into deeply before we call someone a miser. وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ, but they are not only doing wrong themselves, but they will command other people also to become miserly. They will basically propagate miserliness, that why are you spending so much in the path of Allah? Why are you giving out so much of zakat? Why are you spending so much on your dependents or subordinates? And in this way, they will stop people from spending in the basic obligations. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّى, in conclusion, Allah says, whoever turns away from Allah, whether in the aspects that Allah Rabbul Izzat has described here, or in any aspect of deen, whoever turns away from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and as a matter of fact, even if the whole world turns away from Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is al-ghani, He is independent. Allah is not in need of His creation. Al-Hamid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of praises. Allah is laudable, full of praises. In other words, Allah is perfect in every aspect, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not need the ibadat of any single person. However, if we make the ibadat of Allah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reward us. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.